Declan, how do you sum up your team's performance tonight?
Worthwhile, aggressive, hungry, looking to improve it. I think we can play better, but more importantly, really good in terms of effort and commitment, and it's another 90 minutes under our belt. But a clean sheet that we worked extremely hard for. Peter Cherry played extremely well. Four centre backs playing, that shows you the versatility that we have with those guys. All four of them are happy to play at fullback, all four of them are happy to play at centre back. So it was interesting in terms of, you know, where Kieran Gall didn't start the game, Conor McDermott didn't start the game, but I thought midfield three got another bit of time under their belt, and I thought David Parkhouse was excellent, and also Eddie Dalap is certainly a player that's going to continue to get better and better. So all in all, Jamie McDonough had a good game too. So all in all, happy, really happy, but I know there's room for improvement, and we'll continue to try and make ourselves better with the ball.
Of course, pre-season has gone very well for you so far. Three ones on the bunch. You're off now to the Isle of Man. Different challenge?
Look, Isle of Man is about getting more work done. We're going to be working extremely hard. We'll be doing three sessions a day. Pre-season's great to win games because it breeds good habits, but ultimately it's all about getting 3 points against UCD. So, you know, the last time Derry City won the league, I was here as a player. We lost every pre-season game and went on to win the league. So, you know, it's important, yes, it's important, but, you know, it's ultimately about hitting that first game of the season, raring to go, and the team growing as a team and getting to know each other. And even tonight for the first half, I don't think we played extremely well, but we dug in and we got our rewards, and we're going 3-0 up at half time. It's hard to be disappointed in the performance, but we had about a go at half time, and I thought second half, before we made a raft of changes, that we started moving the ball a wee bit better.
Of course, it's your second spell now back here at Derry City. Your pre-season, how's pre-season went for you so far?
So far it's been great. The players, like, they bring so many players in, new players, players that didn't know each other. For them all to get to know each other in a short period of time. Look, it's been 22 days. We've now 21 to go. But the lads have given us everything. I think if you look at the team tonight, you see how young it is. We're trying to build something for long term as opposed to a quick fix. The staff are delighted with the effort and commitment we're getting, but ultimately it's not about me, it's not about Paddy McCord or Kevin Derry or Marty McCann. It's about the supporters getting behind this young team. It's about the supporters backing this young team. It's about the supporters coming out and encouraging this young team to play, because what we'll be doing behind the scenes is trying to get them technically and tactically right, but ultimately, you know, they need confidence, they need belief, and I thought so many people turning out tonight was exciting for them.
Monday night you had Mamadou Gourassi and Mark Russell playing. What is the latest with those two players?
The latest is Mamadou done really well, scored a good goal. We're in the process of seeing if we can get him back again, but whether that's possible or not will remain to be seen. Mark Russell will join us in the Isle of Man on Monday. Very happy with Mark. I think Mark's potentially a player we'd love to bring to the club, but, you know, he's another player that gives us versatility, and that's what we need. We need players that can play a magnitude of positions, because we're not blessed with so many players, so we need people that can give us versatility and give us options. And I was very impressed with Mark, and you know, he's 120 games under his belt in the Championship in Scotland for a boy of 22. But, you know, very happy and look forward to seeing him in the early month.
Of course, you're not a young guy this week, and looking around the city, Jay Katongo. What's the latest in Jay?
Jai's way back. Jai has his offers everywhere, to be fair. You know, but he's way back home. He's got a few things to sort out. You know, we were impressed with him. I think he was impressed with us. But, you know, all these things, you know, everybody's speaking to the same players. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of people will be making Jai Katongo offers. But ultimately, it'll be down to him where he goes. But, you know, we as I said already, look, everybody's looking for players. I'm certainly looking for players, and we hope they add players in the coming days, but at the same time, we'll make sure the players are the right fit for us moving forward.
Michael McCrudden, are you any further on in that deal do you expect?
Well, according to the paper today, I'm further on, but as they say, don't believe everything you read in the papers, because it said that I had him penciled in for the Isle of Man, which was absolutely not the case. My words were, I would love him to come to the Isle of Man, but Paddy McLaughlin would love him to be a training at Institute as well next week. So, you know, sometimes you have to lift the papers to see where you are and see what people are saying. But ultimately for me, Michael McCrudden's an Institute player. He'll remain an Institute player until such times or if times can happen that we can get an agreement with his football club. But would I love him here? Absolutely. I've said it from the start. Would Paddy McLaughlin like to keep him there? Obviously he would too. But We're nowhere. We're hoping that we can get him. Paddy's hoping he can keep him. So it's just a case of seeing where we go.
But a disappointment this week too. We Darren McCauley deciding to take a trip across to Scotland over to John Robinson's team. Disappointing in losing that one.
Not really. Look, what's right for Darren's right for Darren. What's right for Derry's right for Derry. It certainly won't be the first person that Derry will not attract the club, and it certainly won't be the last. So, look, I wish Darren all the best. I said to Darren on the phone when he told me he was deciding to go to Inverness that I wished him every success. Darren's a great lad. I've known him a long time. Ultimately, Corrine couldn't do business with Derry on this one, but at the same time, I'm happy with the backing the board made. I'm happy with the offer the board made. I'm happy with the deals that have enabled me to get a chat with Darren and give permission for me to speak to Darren that was put in place a long time ago. But ultimately, Corrine decided they wanted to do business with somebody else. But look, Darren McCauley's a great lad, fantastic footballer. I wish him all the best. But hey, listen, we move on. I'm delighted with what I have here.
Many more players do you think you need to maybe finalise your squad and have plenty of competition for places there?
Definitely four, possibly five, and if I can, some of the young players that was on display at the end tonight for the last 20 minutes.
And of course, them young players come on and done very well tonight.
It's good young players in Derry. They just need the courage. They need a platform to play. They need to know that this football club's going to invest in them, which they are very heavily with the appointment of Patrick McCourt and the backroom staff he's assembling. But, ultimately, we want the best young players. Ronan McKinley has been outstanding. He's played in two games. He's 16 years of age. He has played in two first-team pre-season games and certainly hasn't looked out of place. So, look, if you're good enough, you're old enough, and we'll certainly be moving and trying to improve the youth of the city in the coming years.